The long wait is over, and the story continues. This is episode 6 of our intergalactic audio drama, which we call Roswell B.C. Before the Crash.
We had been on the ship for several days, and things were getting pretty tense. Well, sometimes it felt like Neela was warming up a bit, but then the cold front would move right back in.
I never was much for cold weather. Of course, I realize now that she was going through a lot of conflicting emotions. I had done what I thought I had to do, but it hurt her in a way I couldn't understand at the time. I really had no right to expect her to pay any attention to me.
Although I would have gladly welcomed it, every time I looked at her, it was like I was seeing her for the first time again and again. It's a good thing Tolop was there.
Hey boss, I haven't seen our client for quite a while. Could you ask her something for me?
Maybe you should ask her yourself. I'm not exactly her favorite person right now, and to tell you the truth, I don't trust myself around her.
Yeah, you've been acting funny ever since she showed up. Well, I don't think my name's on her dance card either, but I'll give it a try.
What do you need to ask her?
Well, you know how she gave us the coordinates for her brother's final destination? And I've been heading there as fast as I can, but that tracker keeps showing his ship making all kinds of unplanned stops.
And?
And I just wondered if she really thinks he's got a destination.
She's in her quarters. Be my guest.
Looking at the tracker history, I could see Tolop was right. Orb had made a lot more stops than necessary. I don't know if he wasn't a very good pilot, or if he just liked to make pit stops.
I sure hope I have better luck on this planet than the last two stops. The galaxy map said this is the home of the Wise Ones? Wise Ones. I could use a little wisdom right now. What's that? Sounds like they're wise enough to have some fun. All right, Orb, let's check it out. Can I sit here?
Sure, why not? What a game, huh?
What a game. Now, wait a minute. This is the planet of the Wise Ones, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Whoa! Did you see that kick? I've never seen one go that far before. Have you?
I don't know. Listen, I didn't come here to talk about a game.
Oh, that's right. You probably don't play games where you come from. At least not this kind. Catch the ball!
Oh, sure we do. I've played lots of games.
Really? Maybe they used to be games.
I'm sorry, I don't have time for this. Where are the Wise Ones?
Right here. This is us. Go, go, go!
But you're all kids. Where are the adults?
We are. I'm the oldest person on this planet.
What? You can't be more than...
11. 11 cycles? That's when we stop.
Stop? Stop what?
Stop the system.
All right. This conversation is starting to give me a headache.
A headache? What's that?
You don't have headaches.
Do you need a headache? We have everything we need.
Okay, surely there's an adult somewhere, running the place or at least running the game?
No, when you stop the system, no one needs to run anything.
You know, I think I stopped on the wrong planet. I'd better get going. Enjoy your game.
Oh, that's all right. I'll walk you to your ship.
So, If you're the oldest person on the planet and you're 11, how did...
You see me as 11, but I'm much older. So are many of these children. We grow up and have families, but inside, we stop at 11.
But why?
It was in our oldest writings, many cycles ago. The wise one said, become like little children. And one day my people decided to do it.
And you started playing games.
No, we found out that becoming like little children was the way to stop the system.
I came here for wisdom, and I'm not sure I got any.
You did. You just don't know it. What are you running from?
I guess I'd better warn you. The Metsies may be in this area of the galaxy looking for me. You kids better look out.
Oh, the Metsies has already been here. It couldn't stay.
Why not?
Because it had no place here. We stopped the system, remember?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think this is one of my last stops before I reach my destination. I guess I'll have to find my own wisdom.
Wherever you go, remember, become a kid!
I could only guess what Orr was doing at that time. Just like I could only guess what Neela was thinking.
I suppose I should have been concerned with not just what Neela was thinking, but also what she was feeling. That wasn't happening because my feminine side was only beginning to kick in.
But I was still hoping Tolip could help me understand Neela a little better after he had talked with her. I'll admit, it was difficult to wait for him to give me a report.
Yes, I'll be there soon. Yeah, I love you too.
Miss Neela?
Yes, Tolip, come in. What did you want?
Who were you talking to?
That doesn't concern you.
Yeah, maybe not. I just had a question about your brother.
Yes?
It sure don't seem like he's in any hurry to get where your tracker says he's going.
Oh, that's just Orb. He's rarely in a hurry, and he rarely gets anywhere on time. But I'm sure he knows where he's headed.
Well, I hope you're right. Say, have you talked with Ryan lately?
No, not for a while. And I don't intend to talk with him anytime soon.
All right then. I guess I better get back to the controls. Oh, by the way, I see you have the latest ICD.
Yes, my intergalactic communication device is the best one available.
So, how far did it reach for the call you were just on?
Far enough. I'm not answering any more questions, Tolip. Please tell Ryan that if he has questions, he can ask me himself.
That I will. That I will. Oh my. Did I just hear... How am I ever gonna break that to Ryan? He's pretty messed up over this dame. He thinks he just dodged a bullet with her ex-fiancé, and now this, well, whoever it was. But I did hear what I heard, didn't I? Okay, Tolip. Sometimes being a good friend means telling the truth, even if it hurts. Hey, boss. You got a minute?
Of course I've got a minute. I've been waiting for you to come back and tell me what you found out.
Well, first of all, she says this is pretty normal for her brother. You know, the making all kinds of stops thing is pretty normal.
And?
And she thinks he's definitely still headed to his original destination.
And?
Well, look at that. Eddie must need to talk to us.
She can wait.
Oh, I don't know, boss. It could be real important.
All right, but we're not through here.
I think I did it all by myself this time. Mr. Ryan? Mr. Ryan?
What is it, Eddie?
You know those people you had me set up that meeting with? Oh, I'm sorry. You're not supposed to end a sentence with a preposition, are you? Or is that just when you're writing something? Maybe I should check with the temp agency. They'll know.
It doesn't matter to me, Eddie. Just tell me what you need to.
Well, now you did it too. Tell me what you need to. That ends in a preposition. So if you did it, Mr. Ryan, it must be okay.
That's you, Ryan. Grammar genius.
Eddie, we were in the middle of something. Please finish your thought.
I was having a thought? Oh, you mean about Miss Neela's parents. Yes. After they left your office, I kept getting calls from her mother, Timbus? Yeah, Timbus, that's her name, I think. Anyway, Timbus kept calling and asking me where you were going. I told her, you know where they're going, after your son. But she said, no, I want to know exactly where they're going. Like I know that. And I told her, they're going wherever he goes. Where is that? She asked. I don't know, I said, but I'm sure Mr. Ryan knows, and that's all that counts. That's what I told her. Whew, she's a pretty persistent lady, Mr. Ryan.
You did good, Eddie. Thanks for holding down the fort.
Oh, sure, Mr. Ryan. You tell me where it is, and I'll do it.
You'll do what?
Hold down the fort? Is it over in the hangar? Oh, just tell me what it looks like, and I'll
go
find it.
Eddie, it's a figure of speech. Hold down the fort means to take care of things while someone else is gone.
Really? Well, that's what I'm doing, all right. Holding down the fort. You know what? I like watching you on this star map that pops up every time we talk. Wow, your ship moves fast.
That it does. That it does.
Eddie?
Yes, Mr. Ryan?
Can I get you to do something for me?
Sure, anything you want.
Do you see the white button at the top left corner of the screen?
Let me look. Oh yeah, there it is.
Press that button, please.
Okay, here goes. But why?
Do you notice a difference?
Well, yeah, the map is gone.
Good. Eddie, we don't need anyone seeing that map, especially Timbus. Do you understand?
Of course, boss. You don't want her to know where you are, right?
Right. Wait a minute. I just had a thought.
Of course you did, Mr. Ryan. You are so smart.
Eddie, turn that map back on.
Are you sure, Mr. Ryan?
Why would you do that?
I have my reasons. And, Eddie, please call Timbus and Lieber in for another meeting.
That doesn't make sense. But if you say so, Mr. Ryan.
What do you have up your sleeve, Ryan?
Up his sleeve? Help him get it out, Tulip! It might be something dangerous. I hear some weird things happen on those spaceships.
That's another figure of speech, Eddie. It just means other people don't know what I'm thinking.
Well, that's true. I sure don't know what you're thinking. But I'll do anything you tell me to. I did it again! Preposition at the end of a sentence. But I'm in good company, Mr. Ryan, because you're the smartest man I know.
Set up the meeting, Eddie. We'll talk with you soon.
Oh, sure, Mr. Ryan. Thanks for letting me be part of whatever you're planning. This is so exciting. Watch this. I'll do the closed connection button myself. Here goes.
All right. Now, Tulip, back to your report on Neela. You were about to tell me something else.
I was? Did you know Neela has the greatest and latest ICD on the market?
No, I didn't know that. Why? Was she using it to reach someone?
Oh, maybe. I just saw it in her hand and asked her about it.
And that's it?
Yep. That's it.
I was hoping you'd find out something that would help me know what I need to do about Neela.
That I did.
What was that?
Nothing. I guess I'd better speed this little lady up a bit. We need to catch up with baby brother.
Yes, we do. Tulip?
Yeah, boss?
Did you ever think you might have a feminine side?
A what?
A feminine side. Neela said the only kind of guy she wants to spend her life with has to be in touch with his feminine side.
Sounds kinda strange to me.
It did to me, too. But I'm starting to wonder. Maybe if
I...
Listen, boss. Maybe Neela's not the one for you. Maybe you need to find someone who wants you just the way you are.
I don't know, Tola. No other dame has ever come close to the way she makes me feel.
Well, buckle up, both you and your feminine side. I think I'm gonna let my feminine side pilot the ship while I take a nap.
I don't know why I thought Tolib would understand what I was feeling. I didn't even understand it myself.
I knew I was falling for Neela. But I also knew I had to change some things if she was ever going to fall for me. All I knew about my feminine side was that supposedly I had one, and Neela needed to see that I had found it. At that point, I was just starting to believe there was such a thing, so proving it to her was going to take a while.
Who am I kidding? Proving it to myself was going to take a while. Also, in the back of my mind, I had the sneaking suspicion that Tolip wasn't telling me everything he knew. I was just going to have to figure Neela out on my own.
Roswell, BC comes to you straight from Roswell, New Mexico. With very few exceptions, the voices you will hear in this series are Roswell residents. This episode of Roswell, BC is entitled The Call and features the voices of Kyle Bullock as Ryan, Devin Bullock as Neela, Lynetta Zuber as Eddie, Tony Souza as Tolip, Jill Bailey as the feminine Ryan, Robin Haynes as Orb, and Samantha Thorsted as Eleven. The Roswell, BC theme music was composed and recorded by Brian Hunley. The artwork for our podcast cover and posters is the creation of Logan Pack. Some of the special audio effects heard in this series are courtesy of Reliquwood Media. Roswell, BC was created, written, directed, and produced by yours truly, Boyd Barrett. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Overcast, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio, and please leave us a great review while you're there. You can also visit our website at roswellbc.com. The story is headed your way.